You can only reach Isle of Ho, a part of Acadia National Park that's about 6 miles out from the mainland, by boat. On the way, you can see red-lettered signs warning mariners of an underwater cable. It's the one that brings electricity to the island, and the cable is 17 years beyond its predicted life. It can wear out at any moment.
You know, if that cable failed, it'd be a disaster for the island.
Stephen Strong is one of a group of engineers, scientists, and islanders trying to avert that disaster. Their solution is a flexible microgrid, an array of island-based energy generators and storage systems that will keep the lights on and houses warm when that cable fails. And they're trying to do it for less than the $1.7 million cost of a new cable.
And the microgrid is less expensive, and they keep the money on the island when they're done.
Strong is lead engineer for an electricity system that will be anchored by a half-acre field of solar panels. It'll also include some pretty massive batteries, electric heat pumps that can store excess energy in basement water tanks, and as a kind of safety net for it all, a diesel generator. On a visit to the shed housing that generator, scientist Kay Aiken playfully half-closes a door on the project collaborators.
We'll lock them in.
You're not getting out until we have a microgrid.
Aiken's Portland-based company, Introspective Systems, designs software for artificial intelligence networks that can manage complex systems, or really teach them to manage themselves.
It's like building an engineered ecosystem. This is my laboratory.
The company has a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to design an electricity ecosystem that's run by artificial intelligence. On Isle of Ho, AI computer chips will let solar panels, batteries, heat pumps, and the lot decide for themselves when to make energy, when to take it, use it, or store it, depending on what's most cost-effective. Company co-founder Carol Johnson says the island's smart energy assets will compete and cooperate, sort of the way swamp-dwelling frogs and snakes do.
A frog has a perspective that involves not being eaten by a snake. A snake is quite different. You know, how do I catch frogs?
Yet the sometimes warring impulses of frogs and snakes taken together help keep a swamp balanced, even in the face of complex and swiftly changing conditions.
The decisions that are made by the entities in the swamp are all independent, but the result is a stable ecosystem. And so that's what we're trying to achieve in terms of the systems we design, computationally stable ecosystems.
Such as a self-controlling microgrid on Isle of Ho. And you can scale it up, linking one microgrid to another and another, then to the electrical network for a region, all the way up to the entire nation's grid. Instead of today's centralized command and control system, the next grid would be decentralized. It would be controlled, says Kay Aiken, from the grid's edges by the collective decisions of the electrical swamps, frogs, and snakes. It's AI-enabled devices.
And you can do the very fine control with thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of devices without a supercomputer.
That will more effectively respond to the multiplex of non-polluting energy sources that are proliferating around the country, she says. And if any one section of the system suffers a catastrophe, maybe from a storm, maybe a cyber attack, it can quickly be shut off from the rest.
It's more reliable. It's more robust. It's resilient. Failures are isolated.
For the president of the island's electricity company, Jim Wilson, a sophisticated vision for a renewable energy future is all well and good. But the bottom line is that the local experiment will protect islanders against the unaffordable cost of replacing an old underwater cable.
At a minimum, it prevents a collapse of the population. But down the road, we should have very stable prices and maybe even competitive with the mainland.
Wilson says the collaborators hope to get this small model for what eventually could be major change in the nation's energy systems up and running by New Year's Eve. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.